Hello, everyone. How are you all doing this week? We are back again in another week of Hour of Healing. My name is Candace. I'm going to be your host, and I'm here again, as usual, with Dr. Joe. We are here to discuss a thought-provoking topic, as usual, to heal you, to heal wounds, you know, souls that are wounded, to heal community, families. So just be sure to share this to your loved ones. Be sure to share it to your friends so that they can also benefit from this as well. Welcome, Dr. Joe, by the way. I hope your week has been good.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Sister Ken.
That's good. That's good. So we are ready for today's discussion. I hope you too, you are ready for what we have to talk about today. And I'm excited. I'm really excited because today is more about, you know, a journey, right? It's about a pathway. But before we go in, I'm going to hand it to Dr. Joe to give us remarks before we get into the actual discussion for today.
Thank you so much, Sister Candace. And thank you, dear audience, for tuning in to Hour of Healing, downloading on your various podcast platforms. Like Sister Candace rightly said, we are beginning a brand new series today, and it's really tied in into the topic that we said we'll be talking about, which is the dynamics of wealth. I am of the firm belief that once you know what to do with money, when money comes into your hands, you will not misuse it and you will not become a slave to it. So there are certain principles that by the Spirit of God and by His mercies, He's helped us over the year to kind of work our way. And I think this is really the pathway that lands us into that discussion of dynamics of wealth. So I am very excited that you are here. I am super excited about what God will be doing with us today, and we will see where we go from here. So welcome.
Yes, yes. I'm excited. Today's topic is actually pathway to rest, right? The pathway to rest, you can say. You know, we'll find out what kind of rest we are talking about and what pathway we are talking about. Because, you know, as you all know by now, in Hour of Healing, anything is possible. And the discussion can go anywhere. So buckle up and let's dive right in, you know, and I'm excited for the end of this whole journey, which is the dynamics of wealth, right? We can't do nothing in this life without money or knowing money management, right? So I'm excited for the end of this journey, but just stick with us. You know, someone would say, keep shacking with us and then we'll see where we go from here, right? So Dr. Joe, pathway to rest, you know, what is the genesis of this topic as usual? If you could give us the background of how this came to be, and then we will go into the various aspects of it.
Yes, thank you again, Sister Candace. The background really to this topic is the fact that when you look at life, everybody is striving for success, whether success in career, in ministry, in marriage, in schooling, in whatever anyone does. We are striving for success. But then when we come to our spiritual well-being, the truth is most of the time, the urgency with which we pursue physical things is not there spiritually. And so I sat down and I was reading the book of Joshua, chapter number 1, when Joshua is basically giving his mandate after Moses is being called home. And in giving his mandate, God says something very profound to Joshua, that if you do these things, if you follow this pathway, then you will have good success. So I took a pause and I asked myself, why is God saying to Joshua, good success and not just success? As the Candace, it will interest you to know that God was very intentional. And it's in scripture for a reason. And it's not the only place that the word or the phrase good success is used. But you will realize through life, as you consider certain things, that not all success is good. Having success that brings about your ability to meet your needs, to pay your bills, is good to a standpoint. But when we talk about good success, we are not just talking about your ability to do what you want to do with that degree or that work that you are pursuing. or with that effort that you are putting in. When we talk about good success, Sister Candice, we are talking about success with fulfillment. And not everyone with success has fulfillment. And so that really is what got me thinking and then seeking guidance with the spirit of counsel, that how then do we get success? What then is good success? And that really is what led to our conversation today on Pathway to Rest. And like I said, eventually it will land us into the dynamics of wealth, where we will talk about health, finances, social, and all those other types of wealth. That's really the background to this topic.
Wow, that's very powerful. And I think I remember we had a session some while back, and then you know, we brought about the idea of not all success is good or something like that.
Correct.
I forgot, it was way back. I forgot the topic that we were treating. So this is good. This is good. So for us to know where we are going, right?
Yes.
So it's pathway to rest, right? What kind of rest are we talking about? Are we going to go on a journey where it will land us to rest, like, you know, forever, eternity, you know, like, to rest, like retire, or like, what kind of rest are we talking about? Is it emotional rest? Is it mental rest? Is it physically departing from this earth rest? You know, like, depending on who is listening, we can take this from every angle. So which one are we really talking about today? Can we really get that perspective?
Yes, Sister Candice, thank you so much once again. And that's actually a very good question to start us off with. Because whenever we talk about rest, truly, when I tell people I need rest, I'm talking about probably lying in my recliner, kicking my feet up, and probably just sleeping or just watching football games or something. So rest, yes, like you said, can mean different things to different people. But when we talk about rest, there are a few definitions that I found about rest that are very interesting. In fact, it intrigued me enough to take a screenshot, so we will talk about them. And then I would define the rest that we are actually talking about today, right? And so whenever we talk about rest, one of the definitions that I found that was very intriguing to me was the fact that whenever something is supported in a specific place, we say that that thing is at rest. And so when you place something on a platform or on a stand, so let's say a candlestick holding a candle, we say that the candle is at rest. And I think that is very, very important, because for that candle to remain at its state of rest, it must be in that same position, right? Which is very interesting. So if we define rest as just being supported in a specific location or position, then the very moment there is a change in position, then there is no longer rest, right? So that was one definition that I found that I thought was interesting because of what we'll be talking about today. And these I found online. It's not any genius thing. I just Googled. And the other definition was that rest is an instance or a period of relaxing or ceasing to engage in strenuous or stressful activity. And I think usually when we talk about rest, that's what most of us are thinking about, right? That is that state or that period of us relaxing or ceasing from any strenuous and stressful activity. And so that is what leads us into the foundation of what our definition of rest is. Because one of the reasons why I brought them up, Sister Candice, is that you find that it's not encompassing our physical, emotional, and our spiritual states. It's just taking one dimension. And that is fine. I mean, these are scientific or philosophical definitions, so that's not a problem. But when you take rest from a biblical standpoint, which is the foundation of our discussion today, rest biblically is a state of physical and emotional and spiritual renewal. That really is what rest is. And it's very important for our audience to understand these definitions of rest, Sister Candice, because you will realize, based on that, if it's a renewal, a state of not just physical or emotional or spiritual renewal, but all three, then rest becomes success dependent. In other words, you cannot have rest when you have not gotten to the place where you need to be renewed. And that is where most of us, excuse me to say, get it wrong. There are people today who are taking rest from doing nothing. And so there is really no need for rest. Because at the end of the day, what are you resting from? Right? If you haven't gotten to the place of success, what are you resting from? Mm. So if you understand rest from this concept, then you realize that rest is success dependent. And I say success dependent because I need our audience to understand that every success in life, good success, I should say, is also results dependent. And results is means or path, P-A-T-H, or way dependent, which means that it's not every way or every means you will take that will lead you to the place of good success. The path or the way or the means you take will lead to a certain result, and that result will lead to a certain success. But if you truly want good success, then your ultimatum is to get to the place of rest. This is a primary principle in life that almost everything we do, including even our religious practices, is to obtain a certain outcome. And that outcome is what we call results, right? And so the effects or the outcome is success. And once you get success, that success, if it's good success, should lead you to this place of rest. And so by repeating it again, rest is a state of emotional, physical, and spiritual renewal. And it involves not only ceasing from strenuous or stressful work and worries, like we saw in one of our definitions, but rest also involves finding solace and also finding security. That for one to truly say they have rest, they are not just ceasing from strenuous or stressful activity, but they also find comfort and they find security. If you don't have these components, in addition to ceasing from your strenuous activity, then you do not have rest. And so that is how I will set the foundation for what rest is, and we'll be able to pick up from there.
So based on, you said a lot of stuff that we need to unpack here.
Yes.
But so when we speak about rest, of course, we've established that it's about physical, spiritual, and emotional, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, one-sided or physical, just put your body down and lay down or something like that. But we're talking about, it's like a whole dynamic to rest. When we speak about someone desiring rest, someone wanting rest, they have to come from a place to that place. If they are not coming from a place of working hard or whatnot, or, you know, going through certain things, there will not be that foundation that will set them up for rest. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. And that is why in the beginning, I asked that rhetorical question that many people are resting for doing nothing, right? Because if you have not done work to obtain good success, and we will define that in a minute, then the question is, what are you resting from? And so you will find that, Sister Candice, most people claim they are resting, but they're truly not resting. Because even whilst they are laying down, their minds are still at work. Their souls are still at work, seeking for solace and seeking for security. And that's why I said that you cannot truly have rest without the second component. Because if I am laying down, not doing any activity, but yet my soul is working tirelessly to find security and comfort, then am I truly resting? Based on our definition, the answer is no.
Well, then, so I think it's only fair or safe to say that we can get to a state of being delusional or even ourselves, right? From what you are saying, because sometimes people get in this state or this mindset of I'm resting or I'm desiring rest. Meanwhile, you yourself know emotionally, spiritually, and physically, you are not there, right? Mm. And I think that too can also hold us back in life and cause us to be stagnant in some state, because you are desiring something where you are not being real to yourself about, right? Where you are now, you think, oh, I just need to rest. Meanwhile, you know you have 10,000 things that you have to do. Yeah. You're trying to convince yourself that I'm in this state of rest, or I'm on the journey to, like, so I think first and foremost, before we talk about the pathway to rest, we have to establish the fact that be real with yourself, be honest to yourself where you are in your life right now, and accept this fact. Don't be delusional. Don't try to compare yourself with somebody and say, I mean, if they are on this stage, then I might as well just rest, right? But don't compare yourself. In your state, just focus on yourself. Accept where you are, and then let's see where this discussion can take us. So pathway to rest. What are the pathways?
So, Sister Candice, thank you so much for that input. And that is why I actually took the time to list the things that really constitutes rest by talking about success and results and outcomes and all these things. Like you were saying, that most people in life think that they've gotten to the place where they can have rest, but then they lay down or they get into this state where they supposed to have rest and then realize that they still cannot have rest. And it's a couple of things, but because I mentioned results and outcome, one of the main things, Sister Candice, is because results, which being an outcome or effect produced by any process, does not predict that process. And it's very important we understand that. Sometimes we think that because we got results, the process we took was the right process. But results doesn't predict process, because any process at all will yield result of some form. And so the fact that you have result doesn't mean you are in a place or at the state where you can have rest. And I wouldn't call it delusion per se, but I think it's just an error that society or our world has kind of conscientized into, that we come to the place where we think because we have results, we took the right path and we are at the point where we have to have rest. But that is not so, because different processes, Sister Candice, can yield similar results. And it's important that we realize that, because the fact that you took the highway to get to the place that you are trying to get to doesn't mean that it was the right way you needed to take.
True.
When we talk about pathway, I will explain that. But there are things that are needed for our good success, that if we don't take the right path, but take any other path, we may get to the place of success, but that success will not be good success. We will get to the place where we have success. Why? Because success is results dependent. I don't want our audience to forget this, because if you forget this trajectory, then you will be prone to err. Success is results dependent, and results are means dependent. But results don't predict the pathway or the process or the means. And I'm pretty sure most of our audience may have encountered this statement before, that there are many pathways to God.
Right, right.
But the question is, are there really many pathways to God?
That's what they teach you.
You see, physiology will teach you that. I think sociology will also teach you that.
Yes.
Religion overall will teach you that. That, yes, there is one God, but there are many pathways to there. But the truth is, when Jesus came, he said in his own words that all the other pathways that people took and claimed they going to God, they don't get there. How does he know? Because he came from God. And so he said that no one has ascended to heaven except the one who came from there. And so he makes that emphatic declaration that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. Why? Because he has seen all the pathways that many have taken with the claim of getting to the Father. And he came to tell us or to help us know that they haven't gotten there. And so if we are now thinking that we will follow those pathways to get there, he's telling us aforetime that they never got there, and so we will not get there. That's not the point of our discussion, but I wanted to use that to explain what I mean by the means not being predicted by the results. Because if results predicted means, then whenever anyone got, let's say, money, for instance, regardless of how they got the money, we will say it's good money. But why do we say that some people's money is not good? It's the same thing that we are talking about here. The end does not justify the means. No matter what process you take, process by design yields results. And so results might be similar. And you might be thinking that you are at the place. Sister Candace, let me just help our audience understand why this is important. The reason why I am stressing this is because if we don't take heed and if we don't pay attention to the path that we take, the results we obtain, and the success that we enjoy, we will get to the place where we think or we feel we need to rest. And deservedly so, we are at the point where we have to rest. And to our shock, we will find out that we have not obtained good success to allow for that rest.
Right. That's a good point, Dr. Joe, that you brought about there. And I think it's very important for, you know, our listeners to understand that concept. You know, just keep rewinding and keep, you know, listening until you get that part. Because I think if you miss that part, you might miss everything else we're going to say. So it's very important to understand the perspective that we are trying to drive this at. But pathway to rest, right? We've talked about the rest. We've talked about the knowing the right path, right? And that's what we're going to talk about, knowing the right path that we're going to take to that rest, right? So that we will not necessarily be in a state of deceiving ourselves, but know that we are in the right mind and we know where we are going, right? And I say it's very important because with the point I made before, if you don't understand the perspective of knowing which path to take to that rest, right? If you don't understand that part, again, you're going to go back to thinking you are in a place of rest when you are not. I want us to dive right in to the aspect of pathway. What are the pathways or what is the pathway we can take to a place of rest?
Yes, Sister Candace, thank you so much for that question. You know, we will introduce the concept of the pathway and then maybe talk about things that bring on rest and things like that. And then we will be able to dive into it next week into more detail. But whenever we talk about pathways, Sister Candace, we're talking about a process that a person takes to obtain a specific outcome. And if you are taking notes, I want you to underline, bolden, highlight, whatever you need to do to remember specific outcome. Because not every path, like we talked about, will lead to a specific outcome. Again, you can have similar outcomes. And that will bring in the deceiving part that Sister Candace talked about. But if you want that specific outcome of rest, then you have to take that pathway. If you don't take that pathway, you will not obtain that specific outcome. Also, in science, whenever we talk about pathways, we are talking about sequence of directories that specify the exact source of an exact outcome. And so when we talk about pathway, we're not talking about obtaining similar things or similar outcomes. I don't know if you've had this happen to you before, but most of our smartphones now will auto-correct your statements or your words for you. And so you will write something and then autocorrect will change it to what the computer believes that you are typing. Why is it able to do that? It does that because there are sequence of things, sequence of directories that leads to that specific outcome of that word. And so even if you cannot spell the word, let's say it's like these long words out there that I can't spell, then the phone or the computer will help you by looking at the sequences that you have put in already and predict that exact word for you, which means that if you want to spell a word like dictionary, for instance, and then you start with a P or a T or a Q, there is no way the phone will autocorrect that word to dictionary because the sequence you are putting in there does not correlate. It doesn't specify the outcome that you want to get to. And I hope you are getting this picture because it's so, so, so important that if you want that specific outcome, if you want that specific word, like a dictionary, though you may not be able to spell the exact word, you must have an idea. And the sequence you put in must tell your computer or your phone the path that you are taking for it to be able to predict that right word for you. It's very important because if you don't take the right path and get the right results, there is no way you will be able to get to that point of good success and find rest. Which means that pathways are predictable. That if you take the pathway that is set for a specific outcome, though the things that will happen along the journey may not be predictable, the outcome is predictable. And this, Sister Candace, is very, very powerful because the outcome is guaranteed. When you get on the right pathway, you are able to keep that in your focus. Some will take longer on the pathway. Some will take shorter. But the truth is, provided we don't go away or we don't veer off the pathway, outcome will be the same.
That's right, Bob.
There are people who have entered into this rest we are talking about. And the pathway that they took is what next week, Sister Candace, we will be talking about. Because if we stay on that pathway, we may take longer. Some may take shorter. We may have some bruises. We may have some ails. We may have some injuries along the way. But believe you me, my dear audience, if we stay on the pathway that many have taken to this rest, we will also get rest. There are no and ifs or buts about it. It is predictable where we will get to, provided we are able to stay on the pathway. And so when we talk about pathway to rest, really, Sister Candace, what I am trying to share with our audience is that there are certain principles, there are certain things that ought to happen in our walk in life for us to get to this place of rest. And if we are able to stay on this path, then the outcome of our rest is guaranteed. It's predictable, no matter what happens along the way.
That's very encouraging, you know, especially to listeners out there and myself too, because, and I'm thinking about this and I'm saying, with the example you gave with the dictionary, right? And the most interesting thing that I actually got from that, you said something about if you start with a Q or J or whatever, the, you know, smartphone or whatever will not know what were you trying to say. And the most interesting thing is you can use a Q, right? And spell it the right way and maybe miss a T in between or whatever. It will never know what you're trying to spell.
Yes.
Just say you start with a D. If you start with a D, I, C first, and maybe you put an X in there in the middle, or maybe a J sound, it will know that you're trying to say dictionary.
Correct.
That would be one of your options. So it's making me realize that how you start, how we start this pathway is very, very important.
Yes.
For it to be predictable, for it to be the specific outcome that we are desiring, there has to be a way that we started. Mm-hmm. There has to be a way that we end it, mm-hmm. right? In between, we can mess up, like you said, with a few bruises and stuff, but it will still be predictable. But in the beginning and the end, has to, like, at least the first, you know, in the case of dictionary example, the first two letters and maybe like the last two letters or something has to be like the same as how you spell dictionary. If not, it will think you're trying to spell queen or something. It's going to give you some letters that start with, you know, Q or mm-hmm. whatever, depending on what you start with. So that's very interesting and very powerful and encouraging. But yes. As Dr. Joe rightfully said, next week we're going to really, really go into details. As you guys know, we like to dissect, mm-hmm. I should say, the topic before we really get into it so that you'll know exactly where we are going. So next week, don't miss out. Be sure to not miss out. Tell your family members. But next week, we're going to really go into depth. Being that our time is far gone, I'm going to hand it back to Dr. Joe as mm-hmm. he wraps us up for this week and mm-hmm. give us his last remarks. Okay, so God bless you for listening and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sister Candace. And since we'll be diving into these principles more next week, I don't want to take too much of our audience time. But Sister Candace, there is a notion out there which is true, but I don't think is true entirely. And the notion is that how you start does not matter, but how you finish. And that is true only if you start on the right path. If you start on the right pathway, then the truth is, as long as the pathway is right, then what happens doesn't matter.
Right.
But if you start on the wrong pathway, then my dear audience, how you start really does matter. I wanted to bring that up because based on what we've discussed just in this first section, now our audience can begin to understand that the rest that we are seeking has a specific pathway that leads to it. And so if I am starting on one leg, as long as I am finding the right pathway, like Sister Candace said, the outcome is predictable. But if I don't start on the right pathway, I could be going with 4 legs, 10 legs, whatever it is. I could even be walking on this pathway with a horse. And unfortunately, it will not lead me to that outcome. As Sister Candace, I really want to encourage our audience to make sure they tune in next week as we dive into these principles of the pathway to rest. I believe that we will be truly blessed. I also want to remind our audience and encourage them to follow us, whether on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or any podcast platform that you do get your podcast. But if you want to see the video recordings and see Sister Candace's beauty, then you have to follow us on YouTube or Facebook to be able to have that. So God bless you so much. We will see you same time next week as we dive into the principles that constitute this pathway that leads to rest. God bless you. We'll see you same time next week. Bye-bye.